Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
Enjoy each stage of life. This is the way you can prepare for old age. Number one, enjoy each stage of life while you're in it. Number two, keep judgment day in mind while you do it, so you enjoy it the right way. And then a third principle in verse 10. This is interesting. He says, remove sorrow from your heart and put away pain from your flesh, because youth and the prime of life are fleeting. So he's saying there, don't wallow too long in sorrow. Sometimes sorrow is appropriate. Sometimes it's appropriate for a time to be in grieving. You know, Proverbs 25:20 teaches that sorrow and grief can be like a warm blanket on a cold day. That's the way it feels. When you wrap yourself in grief after some major loss, loss of a loved one or some sorrowful thing, you sort of wrap yourself up in grief like a blanket and you just sort of cocoon yourself in there. And you don't want to go back out there in the cold, hard world. You don't want to go back out to laughing and joking and going along with normal life. You want to just kind of hang on to your sorrow, think about your loss, and sort of wallow in that. And that's fine. For a while. That's God's design for you to do that. For a time. But the time comes when you need to say, okay, I'm done. And you need to throw that off and get back into the flow of life. See, sometimes we get stuck in sorrow. We just stall out, and we want to wrap up in that blanket indefinitely, and we start falling into self-pity. And the soul just sort of refuses to be comforted and refuses to recover and just hangs on to being sad. And we cling to it, and we hold on to it, and in so doing, we miss the joy that God wants us to have in this season of our lives. And so the preacher's warning us here not to do that. Don't do that. Don't make that mistake. These years that you're in right now, whatever degree of youth you've got left, don't squander it by wallowing in self-pity. You'll ruin it. You lost someone. You lost a loved one. Somebody hurt you really, really bad. You discover you have some defect. Something's wrong with you. Your mind is slow or your body is slow. You're not attractive. You're not athletic. You're not whatever. And something's bad. Something's wrong with you. And you lack something that you wish you had or whatever it is. And what do? You choose to think about that obsessively. Right? You just focus on this thing that you don't have or this thing that's wrong in your life and you obsess about that. And you, the whole time you keep thinking about that and keep thinking about that, what you're doing is you're pressing your soul under the water of sorrow and drowning it. And the preacher's saying, look, you don't have time for that. He says, youth and the prime of life, they're fleeting. You don't have time to mess around. You know, if we lived to be 5,000 years old, then maybe you could afford to blow a couple of years on being depressed about something that went wrong in your life. But life is short, and youth is fleeting, and we don't have time. Whatever age you are right now, you're not going to be that age for very long. And there's a whole lot of life to be enjoyed, things that can be enjoyed if you are willing. God wants you to enjoy them, but you're going to miss them if you're wallowing in self-pity. Wise people know when it's time to just throw off sorrow and refocus on the joys of life.
Well, this was kind of a short one today, wasn't it? Just a few minutes, but I wanted to leave this point by itself without lumping it in with another point because it is a standalone point. It's an important one. We are so tempted to wallow in grief and to stay stuck in some, especially when you go through some major hardship. Our culture kind of trains us. They make you think you've got PTSD, you've got whatever, you can't recover. This is going to affect you the rest of your life. It's going to define you. It's going to shape you. And I think very often in their effort to show compassion, an understanding of how painful your ordeal was, they go too far and they make it sound like there is no recovery. But Scripture is always full of hope, and God heals wounds. Is there some grief or sorrow that you've been wallowing in, that you're stuck in, that you let it keep hammering on you, you keep replaying it in your mind, and you can't move past it? The wisdom of Scripture here says, throw it off. Self-pity is a killer. It's an absolute, it'll destroy your life, and it'll make it impossible for you to enjoy God's gifts, no matter how many He gives you. I'd like to invite you back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the troubles of old age and how to deal with the pains and sorrows of aging. This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to hear the full-length version of today's message, you can find that on treasuringgod.com, or just get our free Food for Your Soul sermon app. And if you find this podcast helpful, you can help other people find it by sharing a link on social media, giving us a rating or review on iTunes, or, best of all, tell a friend about us. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.